to make the Sacrifice Pool Beads slash Wrist Rosary. And these are the ones that you can just pull like that. Cut one end, and then you cut the other. And let's get that stuff out of the way. And then you're going to burn it slightly, just so it doesn't get all frayed and gross-ish. And then you're gonna burn the other end. All right, so after the two ends are burned, you're going to put your miraculous metal in through one end, and then you're just gonna make sure it's line these two up together to make sure it's in the middle, like a necklace, you know. And you're also gonna put your split ring in with this miraculous metal also. So it's gonna look like this. They're gonna be in the center, like that. So after you have the, make sure the two ends are lined up, leave just a little bit of room, just so you know it can hang. And you're going to make your first knot. And this is gonna be a double knot. And you pull the two cords across your finger, your forefinger, and then you go around and make an X, and go around again. And then make sure you're holding it together. And you slide it off your finger slightly so you can get these two ends through. So you pull the first one through the back, and you just pull. And then you take the second piece and do the same, pull it through the back also. And then you're going to roll it just to get it where you want it. And then you pull to make sure it's secure. And then that's what the first step should look like. And then you're gonna take your first bead, and this is gonna be your Our Father bead. And it goes through one end of the string, and then you take the other string and you pull it through. So it goes through both pieces, and it looks like that. And then you're gonna make another knot, just so the bead is secure there. And you know, it just doesn't fall off. So you make another double knot, and you go around again, making, pull it across, go around making that X. And then you pull through the back, and then pull through the back again, Sometimes you need to get that first string out of the way. So you can just pull it back with your finger. And then you roll it like that. And then you pull to make it tight. So it looks like that. And then we get to come to the fun part where you get to make the beads like they're gonna be pulled, I guess. So you take a bead, and this is going to be your 10 beads, so either your 10 Hail Marys or your 10 sacrifice beads, whatever you're going to use it for, or both, if you would like. And so you pull it through one end of the string, and then you take the other, and you go through the other way. So it makes an X, like that, and the two ends are like look like that. And you're going to pull, and it's going to make like this big loop, kind of. And you're just going to pull down. And you can fool with it to, get it situated where you want it. Just get it even. Feel like it's uneven right there, just fool with it like that. so it's even. And then you're going to do the same thing with the next bead. You're going to pull it through one end. And then take the other piece and go through the opposite way. So you make an X and then you pull. So it looks like that. And then we're gonna keep doing this till we get our 10 beads on. That was 10, wasn't it? Alright, and then you're going to leave a little room. You're going to be making a double knot now. And you're going to leave a little room so you have room to pull them. So just however much you think you need, just about there, maybe like an inch. And then you're going to make your double knot. So across your forefinger, make the X, go around again. And then pull it through. And pull it through again. And then roll it. So it looks like that. That's how yours should look like. And so you have room to pull it like that. It's really cool. Alright, and then you're going to put your crucifix on. So you do the same thing like you did with your Our Father bead. Pull one piece through, and then you're going to take the other and pull it through as well. So it looks like that. And then you're going to make your final knot.
Hold it.
Alright, and this is a double knot as well. All the knots in this wrist rosary are double knots because you have the two pieces of cord that you're working with. And pull it through the back. And pull it through the back. And then you roll it. And then you pull. And there you go. And this is just your excess string. And you just cut it off. Like that. And like that. And then you just burn it. Burn the end so. Burn them together. So it looks like that. And then you just make sure you don't touch that because you will definitely burn yourself and it does hurt. And there's the finished product. Your pull beads, sacrifice beads, rosary, decade, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to use it for. And there you go. And you just pull like that.